I watch far too much of the Bulls preseason game in Milwaukee, especially when you consider that Josh Giddey was the only starter that played. They didn't have anybody else, and they didn't have two of their top three, I'll say, reserves. So they were without six of their better players, and they played pretty well.
They're very respectable.
Yeah.
And they were competitive. And
they were.
The Bucks did not take the night off. They played their starters, including Giannis. So you had Matas Buzelis dunking on Giannis.
He at one point dunked on Giannis.
That was pretty impressive.
That was fun.
And he is fearless. You like that. Now, you backtrack to Saturday night, and you think it was 1 of 9. He's going to have ups. He's going to have downs. The one thing that won't waver is his confidence.
Teenager. He's a 19-year-old rookie.
So 19-year-old rookie.
It's pretty amazing.
Welcome to the NBA moment. Here's Giannis. Yeah. Go guard him.
Go get him.
I love what he said, though. It's like, well, when they're on the court, it's 0-0, and you know everything is equal.
Giannis did not like the fact that when he went to the basket himself, they actually tried to defend him. He at one point got called for a technical foul because he shoved Josh Giddey because Giddey tried to block his shot. I mean, hey, it's a preseason game. Let me put on a show.
Giannis was out for a little workout.
Yeah.
The Bulls were out to prove something.
That's right.
Those Bulls were still trying to
play.
Establish who they are and,
yes,
and what they can do to get playing together. At the NBA level, in Buzelis' case,
mm-hmm,
Josh Giddey, he was the one starter that actually didn't sit and played. The other four starters, projected starters, sat out.
Right,
I understand that. And the rest of the team, Julian Phillips played again, but he left with a rib injury.
Yes,
that's a little bit of a setback for somebody who was making some progress.
And the word is that Lonzo Ball will play on Wednesday. That'll be his first game since 2022.
Yes.
NBA game.
That's almost 3 years. Remarkable, yeah, comeback. What he has been through and the fact that he's on an NBA floor again, given the scope of his injury, the nature of his surgery, and what he's playing with in that knee, it's going to be a moment when he steps on the court.
Did you wonder if they played Giddey because they're probably not going to play him when Lonzo Ball is out there? Did they figure he just missed so much time since the Olympics?
Yeah, I think Billy Donovan's explanation was pretty good that, you know, he did miss a lot of time, so his conditioning might not be where the others are.
Okay.
And he wanted to get him more acclimated maybe to playing with this group as well. But I think he'll probably play. Lonzo Ball, we're talking about him getting back to the court. That's a victory in itself.
Mm.
But 8 to 10 minutes is probably as much as he'll play, right?
Yes.
He's not going to be logging heavy minutes.
I wouldn't believe he would. But,
no.
But it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of I know it's a strange thing to say, maybe the fascination of the abomination, but I think it's a must watch. I know that sounds crazy about an NBA preseason.
I don't disagree with that.
But I'm very curious.
I don't disagree with that. There's been few Bulls that have been talked about more and we've seen less of in the last 3 years than Lonzo Ball.
Mm-hmm.
His absence has been used much as an excuse early on and now kind of a very awkward thing to discuss in terms of when you hear the Bulls talk about it because they want to be respectful for all that he's done and how far he's come. But I think everybody understands why they can't really be in a position to count on him.
Yeah, I also think that the fact that the Timberwolves, the new-look Timberwolves, are coming in makes it slightly interesting just from an NBA standpoint. That should be interesting to just
You're wondering
see how
who Dante DiVincenzo is going to insult?
Yeah, he went. Who did he go after?
Rick Brunson.
Oh, okay.
Rick Brunson.
And Tibbs,
had to be,
too. Okay.
And Tom Thibodeau. They said it was good-natured and amongst brothers, and Jalen was even had an arm around him as he was yelling at his dad, which is fun. All in the family.
Yeah.
DiVincenzo was a guy that stood up in Jalen Brunson's wedding, so you figure we'll work it out. But it is interesting, and he's an intense player. Good player.
Mm.
But, yeah, it is the new-look Timberwolves.
Villanova
family. Yeah, a little feud in the family.
That's right.
But Lonzo Ball being on the court will be...
Jay Wright went out and got a new suit in honor of it.
Tomorrow's must watch. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
must watch for Lonzo Ball.
It's just good to see. It'll be fun.
The Bulls shot 54 threes.
Yeah. They were throwing
that
up threes.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
54 three-pointers?
They were throwing up a lot of threes. When did you pivot? They hit trees.
When did you pivot, by the way, on Ball? The other day you said you were like yawning about Ball. I was all giddy about it, pun intended.
I didn't know if he was going to come back this preseason. Did I pivot?
Yeah. Well, you just said it's must-watch TV.
Okay. I agree with you, by the way. I don't think I'm pivoting. I don't believe that he's going to be a factor in
okay.
the season.
That's different. I agree with you, maybe. I want to be very careful here
because I respect how far he has come. I think he's going to be a largely irrelevant point during the season. I don't think he's going to contribute. Seeing him come back and step on the court, that's a moment.
I'm very curious to see what he looks like. It's been so long, and it's just hard to even remember. What do you make of the videos you've seen? I don't make a lot. I mean, are you talking about the stuff from practice, the little bits and pieces?
Yeah.
That's different to me than all of the kind of build-up videos.
The Instagram dunks.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
That doesn't do much for me.
The controlled environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't help but be curious. I'm very much interested to see how he looks and how far away he is from being a contributing factor, because he was awful good when he was here.
Bulls have some depth.
When he was here, he's been out for 2.5 years, so it's hard to.
There's going
to
be
the
some.
The Bulls look good.
How about Duarte?
Yeah, he was.
We
okay.
didn't even mention him. We were talking about guys in the rotation. I think I listed 9 guys before even getting to Duarte and Javon Carter.
I don't think he's part of it.
I don't think he's making it.
No.
The guy in the trade for DeMar DeRozan's not making the team? Brandon Fryer just cut him?
G League. Talen Horton Tucker has been playing better than
good.
Him.
He looks good. I mean, he actually plays hard, and he's a tank of a man. It's pretty interesting.
Chicago's very own.
He looks like an NBA player.
Bulls have 7 guys that went to high school in the state of Illinois.
That's interesting because they used to never want guys like that.
No, Eddie Curry coming was a big deal. Like, boy, he's going to play in his hometown.
Yeah.
All the distractions.
Did you guys see the thread of Lonzo Ball? They said the last time Lonzo Ball played, they say like Carmelo Anthony was still in the league. Wow. Halliburton was on the Kings. The Brooklyn Nets had like Kevin Durant and James Harden. It's been that long.
Hoiberg was coach, wasn't he? I mean, geez, seems like a long time ago. It seems like a long time ago.
It's not quite that long ago.
Okay, maybe not. Seems like it. That was like 2022.
Luol Deng was in the league still, probably. Yeah.
Luol Deng.
A texter says, I thought the Bulls were trying to be awful. I don't think they look like they're trying to be awful.
I don't think they are.
I think they're trying to run the floor, and they've got a lot of young guys, and they're running the floor. I don't know. What happens when you get into real NBA games and you don't have NBA players?
They can't stop anybody.
Yeah. But
the Bulls are going to have a lot of games in the 120s, I think.
They didn't play any of their guys, and they ran the floor, and they knocked down threes yesterday. It was kind of fun to watch.
They took a lot of threes.
They did take a lot of threes, but
they hit
a lot of threes.
Yeah.
They hit some threes, man. It was when they were up like 78 to 70. One or something. They were up by 10 points, I think, 74-64 at one point. They were trailing early, and then they took the lead, and I was like, wow, I cannot believe they're in this game. But they had a sequence where they hit about 4 or 5 of them.
I love Stacey King after the Bazelis dunk on Giannis. Meet me at the rim and don't be late.
Yeah. He was happy for him.
Stacey's great.
It was a big deal for him.
Yeah, Stacey's great. It's exciting, actually. You can get into you watch a game like that, and you see some things, and you know it doesn't mean anything. You know they're not playing with their starters, but you see some of the young guys contribute, and yeah, I think it could be a little fun.
That was good. It was all right, and I watched.
They made 17 of 54 threes.
Yeah. Okay.
31%.
David, that's pretty good.
Okay.
For them, it's not bad.
I suppose for them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, there was a sequence where they hit some threes.
We know Bezelis isn't shy. He'll try to dunk on Giannis. He took 9 three-pointers after a 1 of 9 showing on Saturday night. He is not shy.
No.
And I think that will serve him well. Is he going to be part of the rotation?
That's a good question. And he told Billy that he'd happily go to the G League if that's what they want to do with him. He's planning a professional career.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to be in the NBA for a long time. They said last night on the broadcast, I think Stacy said again, that the Bulls were so delighted to get him because they thought he could go first. And he ended up falling to them at 11, right?
You're going
to
hear that a lot because that's the Bulls' viewpoint of it.
But it's also the way the league was. It wasn't a great draft. There was a lot of confusion about who was the best player, et cetera.
There are probably 5 to 7 guys who fall in the same category.
Yes, no doubt.
Who could have justified being number one overall. The teams that took them will think, well, they almost went first overall. Modest Bezelis has an opportunity, if he continues to play this fearlessly, to get in the rotation and stay there.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to start. There will be injuries. There will be attrition. There could be a trade. There likely will be a trade.
There are likely to be a couple of trades.
He'll take maybe a different role at some point throughout the season.
A couple of the guys that didn't play last night probably not going to be with the team by the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair to surmise. But at least they got depth. At least they got a lot of bodies out there, so if they can hang on to some of the right players, maybe they won't fall apart when that does happen.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting early on. We'll see how long that lasts. It'll be worth the watch.